There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The drought shall set you free!
This year we'll spend an estimated $80 billion, meanwhile, on cancer drugs.
The government isn't your nanny. They're your dealer.
Things that make you go,
Chemotherapy.
Radiation. Surgery. Pharmaceuticals.
Thinking outside of the box.
Hey, it's time for Ty Bollinger and Outside the Box Wednesday.
Thinking outside of the box.
On this show, there is no box.
Things that make you go,
Say goodbye to the box.
Things that make you go,
All right, here he is, landing in his gyrocopter on the Robert Scott Bell Show lawn. It's Ty Bollinger!
It's actually a gyrocopter, Robert. Not a
okay, you're right. That's hilarious. You remember? You ever have those gyros? And I always thought they were gyros until somebody said, no, they're a gyro. Stop with the gyro already.
That is the ultimate debate. Is it gyro or is it gyro or is it gyro. Gyro or whatever? I tell you what, they're yummy regardless of what you call them.
Oh, yes, they are. they won't give you the best of breath, but they are, I do remember them. So anyway, welcome. This is the time of the week where I get to kick back, take a nap, and turn things over to Ty Bollinger and as he goes outside the box. No, I'm not going to nap. It's great news. We actually have a good news story to open up with, Ty, and it doesn't happen every time we're together. Obviously, we have to cover some serious threats to liberty and health and life and limb, but maybe, just maybe, the tides are turning in the other direction.
We've got actually good news. That's amazing. It reminds me, one of my dad's favorite songs was Ann Murray, Sure Could Use a Little Good News Today. You remember that one?
Oh, I thought you were going to say Mac Davis is, oh, Lord, it's hard to be humble.
No, that wasn't it. But
no, that's good.
Yeah, there was a song that was popular probably in the mid to late 70s. Mm-hmm. And it just talked about all the bad news. It sure would be nice to get some good news. So what's the good news today, RSB?
All right. Good news is actually in a place where you don't expect to see good news. On a website, our friends at medicalkidnap.com. No, Isaiah Ryder has not yet been freed. That's not the good news we're going to talk about. But New Mexico lawmakers are joining or have joined a growing list of states that are now protecting children from forced psychiatric drugging. This is big, actually, and if you read through this legislation, it's not just superficial. This really goes deep. We're going to go through this. Do you have that link up, too, as well, Tom?
I do. Yeah. Let's talk about it.
Oh, man. I mean, think about the forced psychotropic drugging. Like, let's say a school counselor or a teacher in a public school complains, and they can literally coerce or, let's say, twist the arms of the parents to say, listen, if you don't get your kids psychiatrically evaluated and get them on meds, we're not letting them back in here. I mean, and this is like the doctors. They're not doctors. Not that the doctors are a whole lot better, but, I mean, that's a big problem with teachers going, yeah, put your kid on drugs.
It is. It's a big problem. And, I remember back in the early to mid-90s when this whole fiasco started with these, putting kids on these drugs in school. This is almost another life, but I used to teach high school. And
no
for 3
way.
Years. Yeah, and 3 years in the mid-90s, I taught high school math. I taught geometry, calculus, and trig. And I remember when there was a couple of kids that were acting up. They were just acting like kids act. And so the parents took them in, and they got diagnosed as ADHD, and they put them on Ritalin. And I tell you what, those kids' personalities were forever changed, and it wasn't for the better.
Oh, my gosh. I'm just thinking about the impact of having you as a trig or calculus teacher. I thought that would have been totally awesome.
Well, I guess it depends on who the student is. Some of the students liked me. Some of them didn't. My nickname was Hitler, if that tells you anything.
No way. No, come on. Really? Were you a big bodybuilder at the time that you were a teacher in high school?
I was.
Okay, so you were intimidating. So
I was intimidating, and I didn't put up with a lot of crap.
Right.
In the classroom, and so they called me Hitler.
Oh, my gosh. How little did they know what you would turn out to be? An angel up from above helping people to heal. So there, all of y'all that didn't like him in high school, look at him now. Of course, with his cutoff T-shirts and tuxedos, it's awesome.
No, it was, you know, I've communicated with students that I taught before, and even the ones that acted like they didn't like me, I think they actually did. I got along pretty well with the students. I was still young, though, at that time. I was teaching. This is right when Charlene and I got married. I was 25, 26, 27 years old when I was teaching, so I was barely older than the seniors in high school.
Wow. Dude, you are, you know, I feel like a pea brain next to you. The amount of knowledge that you have and your mathematical ability, I just like, help me out here.
Hey, look, I tell you this, if you think that I've got a lot of brains, you know, look at yourself in the mirror, because next to you I feel like an equilateral, equiangular rhombus.
A rhombus, huh? I'm just a scruffy nerf herder. I don't know. Anyway, it's always good to get together. And TMB, you and I are going to be together in Naples, Florida, May the 15th. You tried to trick me last week while I was a little jet lagged from England. But indeed, it is Friday night, the 15th, and it looks like Sayer G, our good buddy from Green Med Info, will also be joining us, and a whole host of others that are going to be there in Naples, Florida, together at Food and Thought.
Yeah, that's going to be fun. I'm really looking forward to it. I'll be interviewing Sayer that afternoon out at his condo for the Global Quest, which will be airing in October. And then I'm going to be getting RSB again, and we'll figure out a time to do it, whether it's that afternoon or the next morning or whatever.
Sure.
But I got to pick your big brain for some more stuff for the Global Quest.
Yes,
and then
also,
the Food for Thought event's going to be fun. What exactly do we have planned?
Food and Thought. I think we're going to do an Unlock the Power to Heal event. I mean, you know how we get together and we just riff and have a good time, but obviously people are going to be asking questions about cancer cures and treatments. You know, healing the guts, all the things we love to do. Maybe talk a little bit more about the political freedom aspects of what we're all about. And Sayer G, you know, listen, he can riff on so many things. He's got such an egghead. We love it. The science that he's been able to reveal through Green Med Info, that I think 2 hours is not going to be enough time, but they might have lots of food and wine, so people won't mind the time as it passes slowly.
I'm going to feel like a real dork next to you and Sayer.
Dork.
Yeah, I mean, because you guys are really, really intelligent, and I just kind
of, dude, I'm just going to be pumping iron.
I kind of fake it, you know, to make it look like I know stuff. I don't know anything compared to you and Sayer, but it's going to be fun regardless. Hey, you said that they have some food and wine there. Is it all? It's all organic though, right?
Yeah, all organic. That's the beautiful thing about Food and Thought. If you come down, listen, I've got some kids coming with their dad from Tampa. Going to drive down again to Naples. Big fans of the show. And but they're not going to be drinking wine unless they're 21. But the point is, it's all organic, the food there, and it's just a special treat, a real place to be. That's going to be nice. And also, you know, maybe the kids won't be on psychotropic drugs because of the good news story that we've opened with. And just a little bit more on that. It's called House Bill 53. It's sponsored by State Rep Nora Espinoza. It would restrict the school personnel from taking any action against the parents or compelling them. Or requiring any student to take a psychotropic drug, and further requires parental written consent prior to even any psychological screening. So this is really taking it to the medical man. I like it.
This is awesome. You know, it kind of reminds me of what you and Mike were just talking about with the video that he did comparing Big Pharma and the vaccines to the car industry. When are we going to come out with something like these states that are almost going to be pushing mandatory vaccines, like California? When are we going to get some sense into those?
Well, yeah, and the thing is, there was breaking news right as I went to air today that SB 277, it's still on the docket, but they delayed the vote in another Senate committee. This doctor, pediatrician Pan Man, who was really focusing and pushing and removing exemptions for California parents. Evidently, there's so many people. I think they've never seen this many people come down to Sacramento and be in the Capitol, and so they've had to delay it. Even the Democrats who are all for this are saying, Dr. Pan, if we vote on this today, it's going to lose. So they're scrambling now to figure out how they rewrite this bill to make it palatable for the people of California.
Wow. Well, that's good news that the people are coming out in droves to stand up against this. It's just nothing more than, or nothing less than tyranny.
Yeah,
to have forced vaccines is what it is. It's complete tyranny. It's complete. It's not really fascism, but it's definitely tyrannical though.
Yeah, absolutely it is. Now, the events we got coming up also, I've got one this weekend, this Sunday in Syracuse, New York. I'll be up there with my good buddy Theo Quinto. We're going to be talking about silver and healing the gut and aloe vera and probiotics. So this is at Nature Time, NATUR-TYME, and it's linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. We've got Autism One coming up. And TMB, you're also going to be outside of Detroit. Tell everybody about the event coming up later this month.
Yeah, I'm going to be on April 25th and 26th at the Awake and Empowered Expo in Troy, Michigan, which is outside Detroit, at the Met Hotel. So I encourage you, if you're within driving distance of Troy, Michigan, to come out 25th and 26th of April. Mm-hmm. It's going to be great. There's a lot of good speakers that are there.
Okay.
And I'm there, too.
And that's April what?
April 25th and 26th, which is a Saturday and a Sunday.
Okay. In the middle of the next week, that's April 29th, a Wednesday evening, and it's usually our Outside the Box broadcast. So I got a special edition. I'm going to be April 29th at Hoover's Market in Altamont Springs, and that's
Hoover's.
Orlando. Yeah, Hoover's. And they're a great, great bunch there. You can actually get raw milk at Hoover's, although you have to tell them you're getting it for your pet. But you can, really good stuff. So I'm going to be broadcasting live the first hour of Outside the Box from that event, and then I'm going to turn the show over to you and Super Don and anybody else you want on, because I've got to do a lecture following that first hour.
Cool. Well, we'll just have to see who can get on there to help pass the time. It's always good to have you on there because you make me sound good. But we'll see if I can get somebody else smart on the show.
Yeah, and I'm going to be pumping iron or something just to try to get big like you before we are together in Naples, so I don't look like the beanpole that I am.
I'm going to pump you up.
That's right. That's right. So anyway, What else we got? So we got a question of the day a little bit later. I just want to give you a heads up. If anybody's suffering with hepatitis C or liver issues, Ty and I will talk about some options for you. We've got some cannabis updates as well. We've got a really interesting thing. We get to bust the FDA on food additives. There was evidently a loophole that will allow any food additive to just go to market without any real evidence of safety. No big surprise there, but it's funny.
Yeah, isn't that what they do all the time anyway?
Yeah, pretty much, pretty much.
And now, do you remember Robert in the movie Vacation with Chevy Chase? That was what he did for a living.
I did not remember that.
He was in the business of creating newer and better food additives.
Newer and better, more toxic ones, I guess.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
So, hey,
perfect,
listen. So, anyway, we started some good news here. Good events coming up with Ty Bollinger and RSB, TMB and RSB together again. Remember, Unlock the Power to Heal, our book together. And by the way, before we go to break, real quick, can they still get The Quest for the Cures, or is it over and done for the season?
You can still buy it, but we took the 50% off discount down, so it's going to be full price until we decide to run a special again. But
okay,
thank you to everyone for all the support. It was great. It was a great, tremendous report.
Yeah, it's a good cause. Even at full price, it is well worth the price of admission. All right, stick around. We got lots more healing to go. We're going to bust the FDA next. Also, pull my finger. No, not yet. We'll do that segment 4, thanks to Super Don. All right, stick around. RobertScatbell.com, CancerTruth.net. All the links are in the show notes. 866-939-2355. Call us now if you'd like. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
I know you've heard about it. CBD is making headlines here in 2015 as well. And you can get CBD from hemp this very day. That's right. CBD from hemp is available in all 50 states and over 40 countries right now. Hemp is considered a superfood by millions worldwide. But there's another reason to love hemp. CBD, or cannabidiol, is a natural part of the hemp plant. And it's making those headlines and finding its way into households across the country. Hemp Meds is the world's trusted CBD hemp oil source. Hemp Meds' commitment to quality starts with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from hemp, grown as nature intended. Hemp Meds sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. And that's why they offer CBD hemp oil in a variety of natural premium products for their customers nationwide. From natural hair and skin care to functional foods that thousands of families use every single day, including me, RSV. The only question I have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237. 6-2-2-3-7, extension 129.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Through the power of radio, it's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Yeah, TMB RSB here, outside the box, each and every middle of the week. Hump day, as they say. Hey, TMB, you want to kick some grass?
Kick some, is this a trick question?
Kick some G-R-A-S. That's a different kind of grass.
Okay, well, sure, let's kick some grass.
All right, let's kick some grass and bust the FDA on food additives.
Now you go to jail and marry big smelly man.
Happen to a nicer bureaucratic oligarchy organization known as the Fear and Death Administration or the FDA, Food and Drug Administration. Yeah. Well,
wow.
How are they busted? Well, it's a consumer group known as Center for Science and the Public Interest, and they charge the U.S. FDA their process of overseeing food additives. They say it's flat out illegal. Busted! FDA, they would never do anything illegal, TMB.
Well, no. I mean, I'm surprised in light of the fact that monosodium glutamate's on the market and BHA and aspartame and Olestra was allowed. And,
oh, man.
You know, saccharin and nitrates. And I mean, look, everything that they have allowed is toxic. But at least, you know, maybe we're waking up and we're saying at least we're going to bring to light the fact that there is no oversight. They are not protecting us. The FDA protects the interest that they're supposed to be protecting us from, in the words of Burton Goldberg.
Hmm. Yeah, in this thing, the CPI says there's a legal loophole was created in a 57-year-old law that allows the food industry to determine whether additives can be deemed grass. As you said, we were making fun, kicking some grass, right? Generally recognized as safe, right? It's one thing if something's been around for thousands of years and used,
right?
You know, it's GRAS. Even, let me just say this, sodium hydroxide, sounds scary? It is technically GRAS as an ingredient. What is it? It's lye, L-Y-E. Now, it wouldn't be safe if it's in its mother form alone with nothing else, but if you put a little tiny bit into something to buffer the pH, it's not harmful. So even something that for soap making is considered grass. But there are a lot of things that there are new additives that are thrown in there. Somehow they're bypassing this ability to really get it, tested to see if it is safe or not. I don't know how they're pulling this off, but with FDA, not surprised.
Well, look, I mean, we've already elaborated on the fact that when we look at genetically modified foods, there's no testing that's even required because they're deemed to be substantially equivalent as normal food, and so there's no testing. Look, there's all kinds of loopholes. The only interests that the FDA protects are big agri, big pharma, the multinational corporations. They are not there to protect you and I as consumers. That's just the bottom line. It's the truth.
Yeah, there was this statement by this guy named Eric Olson. He said he's the director of the Natural Resources Defense Council, their health program. He said the FDA's job is to ensure the safety of our food supply. Really? Is that what they're there for? Oh, I had no idea. Based on their behavior, we thought it was there to protect the market for dangerous drugs, like you said, and GMO food. So there's an illusion of what they're here to do and what they really do. And if we go back to the early part of the 20th century, a guy named Harvey Wiley, Dr. Harvey Wiley, actually had a good idea with the Pure Food and Drug Act, but, man, it went straight to hell after that.
Wiley was one of the original directors of the FDA, wasn't he?
Oh, yeah. I mean, he was the father of this whole thing that had a pure concept of don't adulterate the food supply in America. He was kicking out the organic chemists from Germany with all their aniline dyes. They were poisoning the kids with their candies.
Yeah, and I think I remember seeing a quote by Wiley that said that within the first couple of years, he saw that the organization had already been compromised.
Yeah, it doesn't take long. If you think that the best way to keep people safe is to centralize power and make a huge bureaucracy that supersedes any voting election or electorate, you got another thing coming. You have not grown up to see the reality of why the Founding Fathers warned us about these things all those years ago.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's naive to think that they're there to protect us. It's naive to think that Big Pharma has our best interest in mind, has our health in mind when they're a publicly traded company and their only job is to make money. It's naive to think that because Monsanto is only required to do self-testing that somehow those tests are going to be legitimate. It's naive.
Yeah, it is naive, and we're going to kick some more grass, but a different kind of grass. And we're going to kick it into not only vernacular, but maybe use for health, for healing. And it's a cannabis update, and it's coming up next on the Robert Scott Bell Show, TMB RSB here. Also, check out all the links, including to cancertruth.net, and our wonderful sponsors, including Carnivora and Better Way Health. We're back with more healing after this.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed results I have with your product. I've suffered with thoughts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up a 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610, or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates, 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right, we're doing it up as we do each and every week with Ty Bollinger. We have the link to his event in Troy, Michigan, coming up, the Awaken and Power Expo, and that's April 26th there. Special shout-out to our friends there in Detroit that hopefully will come down and see you. And, of course, you know the family I'm talking about, TMB.
Oh, yeah, Marlon and Aretha Glenn and the kiddos, I think they're going to plan on coming down at least one of the nights there. So
yeah, you,
look forward
you
to seeing that.
All a big hug for me when you see them. I can't wait. Hopefully they'll come down to our Autism One in Chicago the next month, but I don't know.
Yep.
I mean, the kids got to go to Disney sometime. So.
You know, that was so fun when we were all in Asheville this last summer,
mm-hmm.
and I still remember walking into our condo there, and there was Charlene and mm-hmm. the kids and Marlon and Aretha and their kids and you and Nancy and your kids, and everybody was just hanging out there eating. We went down to that organic supermarket and, I don't know, got a couple $100 worth of organic everything, and it was just like a big buffet in our kitchen there at the condo. That was such a good time.
That was awesome. Yeah. Or maybe they're coming to see us. I keep forgetting, in June we're going to be together in Nashville for the International Association of Colon Hydrotherapists. That's going to be awesome,
that's right.
Too.
That is going to be awesome, yeah. So. That's going to be a good conference there as well. And I think we're both – I know I'm only speaking once, but I think you're probably speaking twice.
You know, I don't even know, quite honestly. I'm just going to be happy to hang out with you and all of our friends that are going to be there with us. So but with that, we got to continue the healing the healing plant wagon, we can call it that, because it's time for a cannabis update.
Hello, Dr. Green Thumb. Paging Dr. Green Thumb.
Well, one day the feds are going to take their head out of the pharmaceutical pill bottle and recognize a plant that God created is not a dangerous addictive drug. It's not. And this story from the cannabis covering, federal judge declines to remove pot from the Schedule 1 category, which says it's not good for anything, it's only dangerous, it's only addictive. And, of course, how ludicrous, based on all the science and even the patent that the U.S. government holds, TMB. Diabetes, TMB?
I think that is ludicrous.
Him. Because
there he is.
There he is.
I'm here.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm here. I'm on a little bit of a delay here for some reason.
Yeah, so it must be all that cannabis.
All that cannabis, yeah.
Yeah, no, here's the ludicrous thing is that cannabis is in the same schedule as heroin, as cocaine, and these other substances. They are real drugs, and they do affect you in a negative way. But cannabis is in that same schedule with these drugs that don't have any positive benefits, but it does. It has medicinal benefits out the wazoo for numerous types of diseases, but they fail to recognize that, and they lump it in here with these other drugs. And when you look at the number of people that are in jail for life for possessing marijuana or cannabis.
Yeah.
It's really mind-blowing how many people have lost their freedom because they happen to have too much of a plant in their possession.
Right. Well, and the global war on drugs is literally a war to suppress the freedom to utilize a substance that is very healing in most cases. And if you got a problem with cannabis, I don't recommend smoking it before taking a math test that Ty Bollinger is trying to teach you, because it may not help you remember what to do. But beyond that, it's pretty good for a lot of other things. In fact, we've got a list of 10 diseases that cannabis is known possibly to help. Some of it's already known for sure. Others are speculating on. Do you see this? This is coming through, I think, WPTZ. And I hear that Sanjay Gupta, good on some things, not on others, has got Weed 3 coming out soon as well. So we'll get more to cover from CNN. One of the things on this list, I don't know if you have it open there, Ty. The first thing they say is AIDS/HIV. Of course, I'm not going to get into the controversy of HIV. The tests don't detect it. But AIDS is real. The immune deficiency is real. And there are 10, a study of 10 people that were using cannabis, also diagnosed with AIDS, that actually did better. They ate better. They slept better. Were in better mood. So, you know, real severe immune deficiency issues, cannabis can be helpful.
Sure. And, you know, a lot of these conditions, whether it be AIDS, HIV, well, that's not the debate for tonight, but whether it be AIDS or cancer or these diseases that a lot of times your body, because of the immune compromised state that your body begins to, in essence, digest itself, you waste away. Cannabis is very effective because of the fact that it does stimulate your desire to eat.
Yeah.
And that's very important. We must intake nutrients. And for people that are very sick, and sometimes, a lot of times with AIDS patients, with cancer patients, the reason they're sick is not necessarily always from the disease. A lot of times it's from the drugs that you take that are making you so sick. It's essential to stimulate your appetite.
Yeah,
in order to eat,
away.
You've got to eat.
We talked about that with Dr. Bitar last Advanced Medicine segments as well, and he acknowledged it. The cachexia. And number two on this list, the Alzheimer's, interestingly enough. Now, we know there are neuroprotective and neuroregenerative effects of cannabis. Yeah. CBD, evidently THC as well. But Alzheimer's is one of those neurodegradation diseases that may be assisted in reducing the severity, maybe some level of reversal. I mean, I've talked about some things like that, but again, cannabis shows some promise there. How evil is that, that it might be able to reverse Alzheimer's?
Well, we wouldn't want that now. Unless you reverse the Alzheimer's with a drug, you can't do it. It's not allowed.
Yeah.
But yeah, I've read stories, anecdotal stories nonetheless, but there are still stories about the fact that it does slow the progression of Alzheimer's. And I can't, what are the protein deposits in the brain of Alzheimer's?
The amyloid plaques.
Amyloid plaque. Yeah, yeah. I couldn't think of that, but yeah, I've read about that being effective against Alzheimer's. Mm-hmm. I've also read stories of it being effective against arthritis, which is the next one on the list. Less pain, sleep better. It overall, cannabis relaxes you, and a lot of times the pains are caused because we live in a constant state of stress.
Yeah. Well, the CBD that we've been utilizing, and my wife, God bless her, and God bless the plant that provided the CBD for her, legal in all 50 states, by the way, the form that we're using, has been an incredible pain reducer, you know, better than any toxic narcotic drug that really should be a Schedule I, how addictive those narcotics are, even the FDA, or especially the FDA-approved variety. So arthritis on the list. Asthma. Now, this was an interest. This is sort of counterintuitive when you think asthma is on the list.
It is. It is. Because you would think that it would exacerbate asthma because of the fact that if you're smoking it, at least, you're inhaling the hot vapors, but it shows that it actually dilates the airways much the same way that ephedrine did. Remember, ephedrine back in the 90s was a bronchodilator.
Yes.
And so this, it has the same effect in some of the people that they tested.
Yep. Crohn's disease, another area showing some promise because there's a lot of in the endocannabinoid system very active within the GI tract, and Crohn's disease inflammation, reducing inflammation is some of the things that it's doing. And epilepsy, not only a brain neurological thing, but also related to the health of the gut, the second brain as well.
Yeah, and that's one of the things that when we were doing the Fox News last year that I talked about was the epileptic seizures that were decreased. That was the only part of that interview that didn't make it.
But and then we got glaucoma.
Very effective at epilepsy.
Glaucoma, known, reducing the pressure in the eye, and then MS, another neurological degradation disease. Listen, we got to clip along here. We got a lot to do. In fact, we actually have some questions coming in from listeners. I believe that we don't want to neglect the listeners.
Excuse me.
Okay.
I'd like to ask you a few questions.
All right, question of the day is coming in from, Lori. Lori asks, hello, everyone. My question today is regarding my Hep C. For 20 years, it has been latent, but it's starting to rear its ugly head. I went to a GI doctor who told me by the time it really kicks in, you'll be in your 60s. Just how long do you want to live anyway? That's the doctor. How long do you want to live anyway? What's the big deal, right? Needless to say, Lori says, I didn't go back to that doctor. Anyway, I do take selenium and milk thistle, but my enzymes are rising. I try to eat organic, non-GMO as often as possible, even though I know they're probably, you know, an answer there. The truth is I'm a little scared. My tumor markers are slightly elevated, too, which is going along with these elevated enzymes. Please suggest something that will bring the enzymes down quickly so as to take the edge off of the doubts in my head. I will definitely get the supplies for the coffee enemas because I already know you will suggest that, and I'm willing to try anything. Thank you so much for giving us hope, Lori. So what are your thoughts on the liver there, Ty?
Yeah, that's my first thought is the coffee enema. You can also use things like milk thistle. The problem is that with the liver, you can reabsorb the bile up to at least 10 times. And so the coffee enemas, that's why they're so effective, is that they trigger enzymes in your body that actually get rid of the toxins so that you don't reabsorb them when you reabsorb the bile. So the coffee enemas are the best suggestion for me.
Also, if you're taking selenium, make sure it's the whole food form we get from Jonathan at choosetobehealthy.com. And 200 micrograms is not enough if you've got this liver issue. I'd be doing 4, 6, 800 micrograms a day of the food grown, the whole food selenium. Also, homeopathic drainage remedies. I've developed some over the years. You know, TMB, we got to work on getting those back out again. It's just so frustrating that they're not really on the market anymore. But the detox you can get also from King Bio as well, which I'm very pleased to have access to for everybody. And remember the hydration, you know, proper hydration. We talk about the molecular hydrogen in water. It binds with the hydroxyl radicals and floats the toxins out along with the super earth energy, the fulvic acid from Doc Newsom.
Doc Newsom. And by the way, Doc Newsom's fulvic acid is the only fulvic acid in the United States that has a grass rating, believe it or not.
A real one, for real.
Mm-hmm.
Moving on, Lori, if you want more, ask us again. This one's coming from Jen. She says, thanks, RSB, you've been great help, and please tell Super Don that you're not the only Neil Diamond fan. Make him watch
okay,
the Jazz
wait
Singer.
A minute. We've got coffee enemas and Neil Diamond in the same show.
What's wrong with that?
Yeah. Don, there's only two kinds of people. People that love Neil Diamond and people that hate him. And those ones that love him that take coffee enemas and those that hate him and don't.
The question is, does Neil Diamond like coffee enemas?
You know,
it's the real question.
If we get him on the show, Super Don, I'll ask him that. I would
you know,
do that.
Actually, answer the question because I actually have a little factoid for you.
What is it?
Oh, okay. Well, did you know, actually, secretly, Neil Diamond was a supporter of coffee enemas?
I did not know that.
There were several songs that he wrote that were written secretly. People didn't know this.
Yeah, that's true.
What were they?
I just sent you the list. These songs actually were about enemas.
No, they weren't. What are you talking about?
Oh,
which one?
All right, we'll talk about them when we come back.
Do you think so?
One of my favorites, Brown Jeans. That was a great one.
No, Forever in Blue Jeans.
Blue Jeans, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, good Lord. What's this? Beautiful Noise? But we are going to pull some fingers next segment. Stick around, Super Don. You're dismissed. No, not really. You can be back. TMB RSB here. We're back to wrap it up after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I've created a non-electric self-watering food production system that grows nutritious food with almost no effort and at very little cost. It's called the Food Rising Mini Farm Robots, and the best part is I show you how to make your own in do-it-yourself videos on the new website foodrising.org. There, you'll also find freely downloadable 3D object files that you can use to print the key components of the system on your own 3D printer. It's all part of the open-source revolution, where we freely share good ideas that empower people to be more self-reliant and practical in a world that's increasingly unpredictable. This Food Rising Grow system will produce food for you even if the power grid fails, because it has no pumps and no complex moving parts. Join the Food Rising revolution now at www.foodrising.org.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
Hi,
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237. 6-2-2-3-7, extension 129.
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, if you like it when RSB, TMB, and Super D get together, and let's face it, who doesn't? I mean, if you don't, you're not listening. Tell others, because we have a lot of fun here each week, and we get to bring out some pointed perspectives on stories of the day, sometimes even some good news, which we enjoy, and we like to laugh a lot. This segment is brought to you by Pull My Finger and See What Happens. We're going to get to that in a moment. But Super D, you just can't stop ribbing me on being a Neil Diamond fan. And we've got other Neil Diamond fans that listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show. You can't be mean to everybody.
All right. So listen, I mean, he's having trouble coming out of the closet as an enemaniac, okay?
An enemaniac. No, he's not an enemaniac.
What? So you should support him on this. I mean, these songs, I have it from a very good source.
Yes.
That one of his earliest songs was one called I Got the Feeling, Oh No No.
That was not about coffee enemas.
But it was an intestinal issue that was going on there and required one. And so,
no,
you know,
it was about love. Come on.
No,
man.
There was another one. You remember the song You Got to Me?
Yeah, You Got to Me, Yeah, of course.
Yeah, no. He was singing about what happened the day after a very large burrito dinner.
Dude, that was way before Chipotle. You were so wrong.
Okay, how about this one? Everybody's heard September Moan, right?
No, it's September Moan, not Moan.
All right, how about Save Me from This Lower Intestinal Apocalypse?
I remember the first two words, but I don't remember from This Lower Intestinal Apocalypse.
All right, listen.
Now you're just going
a little
silly.
You have to agree with me on this one.
Yeah.
Baby, Can I Hold You? Have you heard that song?
Yeah, Baby, Can I Hold You? Yeah, it's actually a Tracy Chapman song. He didn't write that.
That song was a song he wrote for his wife, who refused to sleep in the same bed with him for a week after she entered the bathroom after him.
No, that's not true. Yes. That's a Tracy Chapman song.
I promise you.
See, you're busted. I busted you. You don't even know what you're talking about.
You're a denialist. You are a total denialist.
How do you be a Neil Diamond denialist?
Denialist!
TMB, help me out here.
Man, this whole thing on Neil Diamond and coffee enemas just kind of got me kind of grossed out here.
It's kind of gross, yeah. I agree. Let's end on the pull my finger story, because that's kind of interesting. a study reveals the secret behind a knuckle-cracking pop. It isn't the tooting sound that you make when somebody pulls your finger. They're actually talking about cracking your knuckles. Somebody did a real-time MRI, magnetic resonance imaging, of joint cracking. And did you see what they see? Can you see this, TMB, what they're doing here, what they say it is?
Yep.
Yep. Go ahead, reveal it.
Well, it's caused by a rapid formation of gas-filled cavity within a slippery substance called the synovial fluid that lubricates the space between the finger bones. So it's actually caused by an internal gas emission inside of your fingers.
And how long does it take to happen?
About 310 milliseconds.
Dude, that's like faster than Top Gear has ever gone. That's pretty impressive.
It is. It is. It's kind of funny. This fits in that category of useless facts that really don't affect the way that you live, but they're interesting to know.
Useless
probably
facts,
you can tell at a party.
The useless facts for nerds like us.
Yeah, useless facts for those that have large brains.
Actually, it was out of the University of Alberta in Edmonton, Canada. So the Canucks, those hockey pucks up north, came up with this.
You know what's funny is that Greg Kochuk, professor at the University of Alberta in Edmonton, said, I like the sound. That's like my inner nerd talking. I'm like, yeah, this is kind of a nerdy thing to talk about, but it's kind of interesting.
Yeah, one of the guys, I don't know if it's the same guy, was so adept at cracking his knuckles that he was called the Wayne Gretzky of knuckle cracking. So you know this is a Canadian story.
Well, look, here's my question. Did Neil Diamond crack his knuckles after doing the coffee enemas before he wrote the songs?
Dude, we'll have to go back to Super Don on another show because we're almost out of time. And I don't want him to go back there. He's just like ruining all the good Neil Diamond music for us.
Yeah,
thanks a lot, buddy.
I know. The next time I hear Sweet Caroline or Forever in Blue Jeans, I'm going to think twice.
Oh, my gosh. And there is a song, Don't Think Twice. Don't Think Feel Ain't No Big Deal. Crack Your Knuckles. and you'll know why, and it's only 310 milliseconds long. Hey, listen, TMB, great, great show as always. Always enjoy it and looking forward already to next week. I want to thank Mike Adams for being with us as well. And a brief stopover by our good friend from the Earth Diet, Leanna Werner Gray. She says, ooh, robot! And she says, Ty Bollinger, too. She loves you. So, thank you. Thank you, my friend.
RSB, as always, it was a great show. And Super Don, thank you. And you know what we should remember, Robert?
No, I don't know. You better tell everybody, though.
I think we should remember tonight that the power to heal is
old. It's yours.
Yours.
Later, taters.
The Robert Scott
the
Bell
Robert
Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Doc, I was wondering, if you could only take one supplement for the rest of your life, what would it be?
That's easy. Beta-glucan.
Well, I'm looking for a daily pill that can double the strength of my immune system.
Beta-glucan.
But I need it to be super safe with no harmful side effects.
Beta-glucan.
Yeah, but I want something all natural with an FDA rating.
Beta-glucan.
What if I want it to be affordable and fast-acting?
Beta-glucan.
What if I need something backed by scientific research?
Beta-glucan.
Like something that's been studied and condoned by Harvard Medical School.
Beta-glucan.
But I want the best. Best for my immune system that money can buy.
Beta-glucan.
How about a product that's safe for my family, including my pets and children?
Beta-glucan.
Don't you have anything else to say besides beta-glucan?
Yeah, betterwayhealth.com.
What's that?
It's the website where you can buy beta-glucan.
So I can go online right now and buy beta-glucan?
Yup. Go to betterwayhealth.com or call 1-800-746-7640 and ask them about...
Let me guess. Beta-glucan.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.